Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. We are in our operations area with the latest advisory, the 5 p.m. advisory on Tropical Storm Isaias. 70 miles an hour wind. We're still at that 70 mile an hour mark, so very powerful, dangerous tropical storm. Now moving north-northeast at 16 miles an hour, so a little bit faster, and also made that turn from the north and now moving north-northeast. Let's check out the radar as a beginning here. Look at that tropical moisture just funneling in all the way through the Carolinas up to Virginia and continuing to move northward. Torrential downpours, gusty winds, and you can see the center of our storm right here continuing to move in that northward direction. But remember that rainfall gets there early. Look at these rain bands already starting to stretch across the area, and also those tropical storm force winds get there early as well. And we can see that when we start looking at our actual track sitting there right off the coast. The area right there is the extent of those tropical storm force winds. So notice it's not just that center point, it extends outward from there. Already some of those tropical storm force winds reaching the coast of South Carolina, and that's really going to be evident, especially in those rain bands. You're going to see those winds, and also you're going to see those winds right in that core, and even some of the wind gusts could exceed hurricane force strength. Now, moving northward, let's look at this, the timing here. So it looks like overnight tonight, coming on shore and then moving through North Carolina, through Virginia, and then continuing up by tomorrow afternoon, the center of this system, all the way already in Pennsylvania, Maryland area. So it's going to be moving faster with time. And even jumping up here 2 a.m. on Wednesday, right around Vermont, New Hampshire area. So again, all those impacts, it's not just about that center. It's just a large area of those impacts. So we do have tropical storm warnings and a hurricane warning right there at the South Carolina-North Carolina border. But tropical storm warnings extend all the way up to the central Maine coast. So let's look at some of the arrival times. Again, reviewing, need to have all your preparedness done soon because things will start deteriorating overnight tonight in the Carolinas and then through the night into Tuesday by the time you get to Virginia and Maryland. And then by Tuesday afternoon and evening, those tropical storm force winds reaching New England. Now the water, we always talk about the dangers of the water. You're going to have the wind plus all the rain. You put that rain on top of saturated soil, so you can get trees toppling over. You can get power outages. That's something that's going to be very dangerous, especially when you have the flooding from this rain at nighttime. It's very dangerous to drive at night. So it's best when the system comes through, it's best to be in a safe place off the roadways. Now this rainfall, 4 to 6 inches of rain in the yellow here. And some spots could even get up to 8 inches of rain. And you can almost follow the track. You can almost follow the track just like this, moving up from the Carolinas into New England, where you're going to get the most rainfall there. Some of the other dangers, we have storm surge. We got an updated storm surge map that I definitely want to share. Very dangerous situation when it comes to that storm surge. Not every area is going to get these values, but around the South Santee River up to Cape Fear in South Carolina, North Carolina, some of those areas 3 to 5 feet. Pamlico Sound, the Neuse River, 2 to 4 foot, and not just along the coast, stretching inland. Some of those river channels and those sands where it starts getting to the end and piles up could be dangerous. And 1 to 3 feet all the way up to Martha's Vineyard. So we're going to be keeping an eye on the latest on Tropical Storm Isaias from right here at the National Hurricane Center.